You right there, Chewbacca? That's really good. You do good, Chewy.
Thanks. I feel like I was Chewy in another life.
Would you think so?
Yeah.
Why? What makes you say that? Apart from all the obvious noises.
I have really hairy armpits.
Oh, God.
Before I shave them, I maintain...
Whoa.
It's good. It means your hair grows regularly. So I have lovely long hair, despite the bleach.
In your armpits?
No, in my head.
Ah, did you bleach your armpits?
Hair. I did not bleach my armpits. I shaved them so that I don't look like Chewy.
Okay.
And that's a fun fact for you today.
Yeah.
On the...
The extras. These are the extras.
The filthy extras.
I would say unpleasant more than anything else. Anyway.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Yes, here we go with another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. Episode 56. What's happening on this episode?
I completed a three-peak challenge over Christmas.
And this is great.
And if you've got a sweet tooth, I tell you what, you're going to want to get involved.
Yeah, yeah, you won't need hiking boots. Slightly different three peaks, but still commendable, commendable.
Thank you very much. Ticket tongs are going to be your number one purchase of 2024.
This is it. We need to, I'm not even joking, we need to brand these up. We need to get these made. We could be millionaires.
Force someone else to like swoops on
someone
in and steals
it.
The idea.
Someone will do it.
Ed Sheeran's wife has launched a new business, but whatever you do, do not, I repeat, do not Google the name, especially not on a work computer.
Yeah, you're going to get in big trouble.
Apparently, dolphins have thumbs.
Well, you say you. No one else believes it, but
I have seen pictures.
Right, okay.
And Tigger has gone bad.
Bad. Is he turned into a sheep?
No, he's bad. He's gone to the dark side.
Oh, no.
He's evil now.
Okay, well, all that shocking information and much more besides, you'll find in this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast. By the way, don't forget to subscribe and it'll automatically appear wherever you get your podcasts from. It'll just appear there on your phone, on your player, whatever. Subscribe. Thank you very much for that. This episode is entitled...
Resolutions, Ticket Tongs and Babes in Armour.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Official back to work day. I actually forgot what leaving the house was like.
You know what? Me too. I've been like a hermit.
It's scary out there. I opened the front door and was like, no.
No.
No, thank you.
This is the outside. I'm down. Not down with this. It's very windy and it's
fresh
very
air.
Rainy. It was rainy and windy when I shut the front door before Christmas. It was rainy and windy when I opened it again. I'm not happy about it.
Consistency is key.
It certainly is. Big shout to you if you are sick and tired of the weather of 2024. I've had it with 2024, actually. Do you know what? I've had it.
You're already done.
Yeah,
2 days in.
2025, that's my year.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The thing with January is it gives everyone a new lease of life. They want to start new things and try something a bit random.
Yeah.
It's like new year, new me, isn't it?
Right.
And me and my dad got in early and thought, do you know what? We want to do a challenge. Because we get a bit bored in between Christmas and New Year. And we've heard about the Three Peak Challenge, right? It's typically you climb three peaks, the highest peaks of England. Highest peaks of the UK. It's England, Scotland and Wales.
Right.
We thought, no, it's too easy. We want to do it better.
Right.
And make it more resourceful, you know, help reduce waste. And it'd be a version of the Three Peak Challenge that everyone can get involved with.
This is great.
Right? I think you'll like this. We got so much Toblerone over Christmas that we decided to make it a Three Peak Challenge where we had to get through the three peaks, the original, the orange and the white.
Oh, that's great.
I tell you what, it took us 24 hours to do it.
Yeah.
And we smashed it.
You
did it?
Three
peak challenge.
You did the three peak challenge?
Three peak challenge.
Oh, congratulations.
Honestly, what a time to be alive.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
I love spending time with family at Christmas, but you do have that awkward moment where you're all sat around the table or crammed into the living room and like the investigation begins where one of the family members will start off the awkward questions and then they all start tipping. It's always the older relatives picking on the younger ones.
Oh.
And it's those really awkward questions like, when are you going to get a real job?
Yeah.
Why don't you see us more?
Yeah.
Have you gained weight?
Yeah.
Yes, as I put my hand into the Quality Street for the 10th time that evening. But my favourite of this year was a question I didn't get asked. So we crammed all the cousins into the living room, and bless her, poor Chloe was on the poof, so she was prime target because everyone could see her because she was lower down. Oh. And my auntie went to her, when are you going to get married? Oh. That's always a good one, isn't it? And then they started passing that question around the cousins.
Oh!
But got to me and just skipped past me. They just paused, looked at me and went, nah.
Yeah,
carried on.
Well, families just have a sixth sense about these things.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Favourite kids' characters are being reimagined because of a law. So there's a copyright law.
Okay.
In America on various Disney characters. And they've been around so long now that the copyright has run out. So Mickey Mouse has now become, as of the new year, the first early version of Mickey Mouse, the black and white version of Mickey Mouse, has become, available to the public. So, you know, you could, in certain in circumstances, use the image of Mickey Mouse without Disney going, hello, we're from Disney, take that off of your, let's say, ice cream van. Because ice cream people have, let's be honest, riding pretty close to the wind with the Disney characters emblazoned across many ice cream vans.
Yeah.
You think, have they asked Disney for permission for the use of that? But now, if they use this black and white version, they might get away
with
allowed.
It. Yeah. And look, if the ears are made of Oreos and an ice cream, how can you argue it, really?
Well, there is another point as well. Apparently, other characters have also sort of come into the public domain, if you like, including Winnie the Pooh. And one of the first things they did was made a horror film called Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, in which Winnie the Pooh is a murderous killer. So watch this space for all your Disney favourites turning into horror fans.
It's because he was hangry.
He was so hangry. So if anyone could think of movies that, would make a good Disney into horror movie, you know, Tigger gets a machine gun.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Itchy Tigger Finger.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
We're both animal lovers. And this
big time.
This is Rogue. Imagine being a researcher just off the coast of Greece.
Okay, let me just imagine that. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I just said some retina. And now I'm going out on my boat. Yeah, lovely.
That's exactly what they did. They're out on the boat having a lovely time.
Yeah.
Looking at all the sea creatures. Until they had the shock of their life because they discovered a dolphin that has hooked thumbs on its fins. Had hooked thumbs. So it looks like it's like a thumb, but it's kind of in a curvy kind of hook shape on their fins. So the fins look like they've got thumbs on them. Imagine discovering that. It's like something from a Disney film. And I think dolphins are quite clever, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously evolution takes quite a while. But I thought they've sped up the process.
Yeah.
Because they're sick of catching balls on their nose. It's hard work.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Batting hoops and all of this, spinning them around. No, not with a thumb.
Yeah.
They can spin those hoops around their thumbs like no
tomorrow. When they're hiking as well, helps them get a lift.
That's true.
That's a nightmare.
Gives them a little bit of boost. Anyway. They can hook on the back of a speed whale to get a lift.
Speed whale.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The whale way.
Yeah.
That's where they go. Anyway, I know what you're thinking. There's thumb fin very funny about that story.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Today's a very special day, but it quite often goes a little bit hush-hush.
Right.
Because it's Trade In Tuesday, which is the most popular day of the year when everyone trades in the presents that they didn't want or weren't quite right, which is awful, bad kitties, but you do get those odd presents sometimes that either they just got really wrong or just, you know, you need to do a cheeky exchange.
Right.
And I got one for Christmas and it actually wasn't a bad present. It was a great present, but my mum just got it so wrong. She bought me a shark onesie, and I don't know if you've seen them on Instagram going around where you can fully submerge yourself in the shark, like clip it up.
Yeah.
So when you're sat down, you look like a full shark, like the head goes over you, fins, everything.
Wow.
And I loved it. I was like, this is hilarious.
Wow.
I need one. And I was like, I can't wait to just prank everybody walking around like a shark.
Yeah, because people would be like, oh my gosh, there's a shark walking up the high street. Yeah, people will be pranked.
You know what? They're going to dominate the land. You wait.
Yeah, you wait. You're first.
There's a film coming up. But she bought it in the small size, not the small to medium rather than medium to large. And it's for people that are 5 foot and smaller. And I'm 5 foot six, right. So the onesie looks more like I've been eaten by a shark.
Oh,
rather
yes.
than me being the shark.
That's such a good thing. Well, there you are. There's the next fancy dress you've got. You just go as a victim.
As a victim.
From Jaws.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
Yeah, hello. If you decided to do things that are good for you for 2024, it's starting eating more healthily. You know, once you've got rid of the crisps that are left over for, and the Yule log, once you've eaten that, and the Christmas pudding that is still left there untouched. Oh, and all the things that go with the Christmas. And the Christmas cake, of course, which keeps forever, but you better get it out of the way. You need
space.
Yeah,
got to get it done.
The cupboard. Once you've got all that out of the way, and the leftover turkey that you put in the freezer that you're gonna. Once you got that done, and you're eating healthily, yeah, good for you. Good for you, in the words of Olivia herself.
I know, January is the season, isn't it, to begin new things?
It certainly is.
Like, it's when everyone wants to try something new. And I've decided I was actually going to set a New Year's resolution that was practical rather than
good. They're too pie in the sky otherwise.
You know, dating Jason Momoa isn't quite in touching reach yet. But...
No, not in touching reach. Jason Momoa, definitely be careful with being in touching reach of you.
I wouldn't let go.
No.
But taking my clothes out of the washing machine when it's finished rather than leaving them in there like it's their new home is an achievable goal, I think.
That's something to aim for.
I'm aiming high. And I actually did it this morning. I put a wash on last night.
Brilliant.
And this morning, I took the clothes out of the drum. I actually took them out. I took the time to do it.
Wow. What did you do with them once you took them out?
I put them on the chair. But they're
okay.
out.
It's one step at a time. All right.
I can't hang them as well. You're asking too much of me.
All right.
It needs to be realistic.
Saying, keep it realistic. Well done to you. 2025 is a year they go from the chair to the dryer. That's
the next step.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I'm convinced that Anne-Marie is Maypole on Masked Singer. They started the new season on Saturday.
Right.
It's so good. I'm addicted to it. I get so invested.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend have started making it a competition and we're tallying up who guesses each week. So each week they get rid of one and they reveal who it is. And if one of us gets it right, we get a point.
Oh.
There's going to be a prize at the end.
What's the prize going to be?
We haven't decided yet. I think it should be a forfeit.
I think one of you should have to wear a mask. That's what it should be. One of you has to wear a mask for a day.
I think
everywhere
he'd quite
you go.
Enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, if you did.
Yeah. Give him a break from my face. But pulls a lot of expression.
What are you giving up for 2024? My girlfriend's face.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Shout out to you if you're still soldiering through all your Christmas leftovers. You know, all those random bits from the buffets and the cheese boards.
Ooh.
I have so much cheese.
Oh, good.
That there's only like so much creativity you can get with a bit of Wensleydale, isn't it?
I suppose.
But I decided to dip some in hummus yesterday, and I tell you what, you know when you go to the fridge and you're like, I want a picky bit, and there's lots of picky bits to picky bit with. I dipped some Wensleydale in some hummus, and it wasn't too shabby. You wouldn't think it would work because they're both kind of
powerful.
Yeah,
but
cheese and hummus, it did bits for me. I'll tell you that.
Cheese and hummus.
Yeah. Forget dipping carrot sticks in hummus, dip cheese in it.
I can see that, because they're different kinds of tang, aren't they?
Exactly.
They would complement each other nicely. This is 2024's cheese and pickle. You could be a millionaire this time next week.
Angela in Margate is putting vinegar on her Brussels sprouts. What random Christmas food combos have you got to use up all those leftovers in the fridge?
No, you should not use up leftover vinegar. No.
Leftover sprouts, though. A bit of balsamic on there. Go bougie.
What? All right.
It added tang. I like
more
it.
I'm a tangy sprout.
Why not?
Oh, no. Of all the tangy things you want, not a sprout. Anyway.
It'll ooze into the mush. It'll be lovely.
Don't use the words ooze and mush.
I actually think this could be quite popular. I think Corrie in Chatham is onto something. She said Marmite, cheese, pickle and turkey sandwiches.
Marmite, yeah, good. Cheese, yeah. Pickle, yeah. Turkey, yeah.
Because it would mask the turkey, wouldn't it? The dry turkey, get rid of that.
I don't eat turkey, I don't eat meat, but
You can imagine.
It doesn't need to mask it. Turkey's delicious. Don't do that face. I don't know what's wrong with you. That's a great combo, Corey.
I'm thinking no.
Well done, Corey.
Sarah in Canterbury.
Yeah.
This one's a bit rogue and I'm not sure how I feel. Peanuts and coleslaw.
Cold slaw, are you saying?
Cold. How do you say it? Coleslaw?
I say it how the way it's written and coleslaw. Pronounced.
So coleslaw. Yeah, coleslaw.
Yeah.
Peanuts and coleslaw.
What?
What I want to know, though, are we talking honey roasted? Are we talking those dry roasted smoky ones with a little shell around them? They're quite nice.
But what you can't... I suppose you could do a mouthful of one and a mouthful... Because you couldn't mix a shelled one in there because that would be awful. And then what are you putting them on? What are you
they're just,
with?
Look, by the sounds of it, they've just got a tub of it and they're just munching away.
Oh,
and if you thought that was mad,
yep.
Florence in Herne Bay said cauliflower cheese and Nutella sandwich. That's outrageous.
That's not a thing.
That is outrageous.
No way has Florence actually had that.
There is so much clag in one place. You wouldn't be able to open your mouth once you'd bit into that.
Sorry. Yes, the censors are saying it's too early for the use of the word clag. Sorry.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM. Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where we get to find out what's been happening in her apartment blog. Chelsea, what is the latest?
I tell you what, it was so difficult to narrow down the top three because it has been an eventful few weeks.
I imagine.
In the WhatsApp group chat. First up, someone left an elf on the shelf in the lift.
Right, oh.
And it's been scaring people. But then if you've been scared, if you've walked in, seen the elf on the shelf and it's scared you, you kind of want to leave it there so it scares someone else so you feel a little bit better about you being scared.
Oh, that's okay. I'll write that Chelsea is cruel. Okay, just making a note there. Okay, thank you for that one.
So
well,
the elf
out.
On the shelf is terrorising everyone.
Elf
when
in a lift.
And get the lift.
Is the new thing. Lift in a lift. Something in a lift. What rhymes with lift, everyone? We'll rename that.
Ronnie has ordered a tumble dryer and it's been delivered to the building, but we can't find where.
A tumble dryer
is massive, but
it's hard to... You can't put that under a doormat. You're going to notice if there's a welcome mat.
You can't throw it over the fence either.
3 foot off the ground. No, you can't.
Ronnie's got a missing tumble dryer.
No idea
where it's gone.
I think this is the makings of a Hollywood blockbuster.
Honestly, a terrorising elf, a new missing tumble dryer.
This is Poirot. This is another Poirot written all over it. Where is Kenneth Branagh when we need him? This is going to be huge.
And to top it all off,
there
is a mystery pine needle trail throughout the building from someone's Christmas tree, but no one is fessing up.
Well, where does it start? I mean, that's, again, to go a bit Poirot, you know, if it's starting at, you know, 3B's door and then making its way down the closest stairs and out the door, I'm going to say 3B is to blame for this. I mean, just follow the needles.
Well, rumour has it starts on floor 3, but there's no specification on what door because it kind of starts near the lift area.
Oh, this is easy to solve. You've got to get up there.
You've got to
do some sleuthing. So don't leave it for other people. We need to know where the needles have come from. This is a TV show waiting to happen right here.
So good, isn't it?
You've got the elf, you've got the needles, you've got the washing machine. This is incredible. Well, what an action, but I can't wait. We need closure on all these things.
I'm on the edge of my
next
seat.
Next time.
Well, I will come with answers.
You've never hung us over a cliff as much as you've done it today on this thrilling instalment of KMFM's WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Luke Littler is causing headlines. There's so many stories about him today. It's fantastic. So he is in the final of the World Darts. And the reason it's such big news is because he's never been there before, and that is because he is 16 years old. He
went his way
into the final, which is happening tonight. Youngest player ever to get to the final. So if he wins, obviously he'll be the youngest winner ever as well. But 16, he's absolutely smashing it. People were checking him out because he's got an older girlfriend. The tabloids are loving that. 21-year-old girlfriend.
Cheeky little minx.
Who is very glamorous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
So that's great. They're saying he could be the new Tommy Fury. They could be the new Furies, you know, the new sporting couple that everyone wants to know.
Couple of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. There's great pictures I've seen of him in his school uniform. That's fantastic. I tell you what, he's got a good beard. For a 16-year-old, he's got great facial hair.
Grown men would be jealous, quivering
very
in their
much
boots,
so.
Seeing that amount of facial hair in one place.
The bum fluff I was sporting at 16, this is nothing to compare to this remarkable young man, who is going to be prepping, he says, for the final in the same way that he's prepped for every other game. He arrives at the venue.
Yeah.
And has an omelette. And then he has a pizza. And then he takes to the board for a bit of a warm-up before then going on to smash everyone out of existence.
So, I love it. An omelette for health.
Omelette, yeah. Omelette for eggs, because that's good for you. And
yeah,
pizza
protein.
For power.
Pizza for power.
Yeah, power pizza. That's what we're calling that. So if you don't reach your peak today, it's because you didn't have enough omelette and pizza. That's the way to do it.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
I've got a genius life hack that is going to make your 2024 so much better.
Oh, that's big chat there. That is big chat.
It's bold.
Can you back it up?
I can, because all you need is kitchen tongs.
Right, okay.
You know, like what you use to pick up pasta or like
turn
something over.
I'm aware of kitchen tongs.
Well, they're not going to be used for food anymore. You're going to keep them in your car.
Right.
I'll tell you why. Because you know when you have to go into a car park.
Right.
And you get that annoying parking ticket. And you have to wind down the window and reach a bit and do an awkward lean.
Oh.
You have to reach right the way out. And you can never reach.
Yeah.
Ever reach that little slot to put that ticket in. So then
ticket
you have to
tongs.
Get out the car. And then you have to put on. Everyone's watching. Everyone's looking at you.
Brilliant.
Not when you've got your ticket tongs, you don't. You grab that ticket with the tongs and you feed it in.
You need,
like the superhero you are.
You need to rebrand them. You need to sell them as, because people are suckers. Let's not forget, people are suckers and will buy anything, right? So you don't want to be saying use your kitchen tongs. You want to be selling people brand new ticket tongs.
New ticket tongs.
Yeah. Chelsea's ticket tongs.
I love
that's
this.
What you need to be selling.
And the slogan can be tongs where they belong.
Well, we'll work on that.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
Yes, it's Gary and Chelsea with you for a Thursday morning. A brand new year. Welcome to a brand new season. If we're in America, that's what we'll be saying. The launch episode of Cracker Snack. This is where Chelsea cracks and snacks on something. You've got to guess what the something is. Chelsea, without any further ado, let's hear you cracking and snacking.
Never been more excited. Okay, here is the crack. Here is the snack.
Okay. What do you think Chelsea is snacking upon? Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Happy New Year.
So good.
Charlie.
Happy New Year to you both.
No messing around. Let's just get into this. What do you think we are snacking upon?
Pork scratching.
Pork scratching. Oh.
Are you confident in that guess, Charlie?
I don't know. I feel like it could be.
Okay, well, I've got to tell you, even before we rehear the potential scratching being crunched there, you made a bit of a schoolboy error here, Charlie. Only because, Chelsea, reveal all.
I'm vegetarian, Charlie.
Oh,
I can't
Charlie.
Be munching on a pork scratching.
Schoolboy error.
Sacrilege.
Charlie, we'll put it down to it being early. In the morning, but thank you very much for playing. Have a wonderful day today. Take it easy. Here goes Charlie, everybody.
Thank
Top
you.
Charlie.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Congratulations to Luke Littler, the 16-year-old who made it to the final, lost in the final, but made it to the final of the Darts World Championship. Well done. His
so
family
impressive.
Must be super, super proud of him. Warms up with an omelette followed by a pizza in the day. He celebrates.
And he finishes it off with a kebab.
What an absolute I mean, he's bound to be a huge, huge star. People saying they're the new Posh and Becks, him and his girlfriend. Although the girlfriend's mum is saying, whoa, they've been going together 6 weeks. They're only young. So let's not get ahead of things.
6 weeks. But she timed that well.
Yeah. People didn't believe how young he was. He turned up with his passport to show people that he was actually 16. Lovely stuff. So it made me think, though, wow. Yeah, when young people are successful, just makes you realise you've wasted your life. What had you achieved? What had you achieved by the time you were 16, or when you were 16? What was your great 16-year-old achievement? Now, you've done a lot of showbiz stuff, Chelsea. I'm imagining you're going to wow us now with something that you achieved by 16.
Well, I'm actually quite proud of this one. We won Best Panto of the West Midlands when I was 16. But the best thing is, we won it specifically for the scene where I'm dancing with a colander on my head. So I won an award for dancing with a colander on my head.
What character were you?
Cinderella.
Why did Cinderella have a... Oh, it's main role, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
And why did you have a colander on your head?
You do like a scene with buttons where you're like all sad because your dress is all ripped and it's all... You can't go to the ball, and then you sing and dance with the mice and stuff.
Oh,
for once, I wasn't one of the animal characters with an animal
on
its head.
You were the star.
I was Cinderella with a colander on my head instead.
Can you beat being a star with a colander on your head? Can you beat that?
go on.
Had got my Till Star on my badge at McDonald's on my way
till
to my
star.
Five stars. You used to get stars. They stopped them a few years ago now. They don't have it. On your badges, you got a little star for every time you got something sorted. I had a star by then.
You got... Go on.
Not on the Walk of Fame, but, you know, it's just a matter of time. Just on my McDonald's badge.
That's where it all begins. Tom in Hythe won an award for being the best defender in his local footy team.
Oh, nice one.
That's pretty impressive.
Well done, mate.
Kirsten in Folkestone had a waist.
Congratulations.
They're nice while they last. Debbie became a world champion marching band drummer.
Wow.
That's so cool.
I think that's probably going to be harder than you look, because when they're marching along banging one of those, I like those big ones that they have on their bellies. You know, those ones.
And they have their little hooks over their shoulders to carry them.
Yeah. It looks easy, but I reckon it's probably harder. Because you're probably not always drumming at the pace you're walking.
Yes, it's a pat your head, rub your tummy moment,
exactly,
isn't it?
Exactly that.
Go on, Debs.
Yeah, go on, Debs.
But Martin in Ramsgate at 16, he beat them all. He managed to make cheese on toast.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So it's like the Sheerans are going to be taking over the world. Ed has already done his thing. Obviously, his wife's very successful in her own right. They originally met when they were 11, you know that.
Isn't that the cutest thing ever? They met at school.
Yeah, got back together again in 2015, and obviously now with the two kids, the most amazing names, Lyra, and can you remember the second one's name? It's amazing, isn't it? It's the biggest star in the world. You can't remember his kids' names.
No,
it just keeps them so out of the limelight.
I was going to say.
Jupiter.
Oh, great name.
Anyway, she seems well into the baby thing. And she apparently has registered a retail brand. Babes in Armour is a company that she's done. And from the looks of it, they're going to be doing everything from toiletries to maternity wear. So Babes in Armour, that's going to be...
Why do I feel like that's something that's really dangerous to Google?
Yeah, there's a lot of fans of Games of Thrones now. Leave it. You're at work.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say... Play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.